So I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Budget and Finance on Friday, January 28th, 2022, at 10 a.m. Moving on to the first order of business, or second order of business, roll call.
Chair Ramirez.
Present.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Present.
Senator Noble.
Present.
Senator Thompson.
Present.
Senator Howell.
Present.
Senator Kidd.
Put ops or party unexcused.
Quorum's present.
Moving on to the fourth or third item of business, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, moving on to the fourth item of business. Right now we're going to approve some minutes. I'm from October 18th, 2021, and another one from November 8th, 2021. So I'm just seeking a motion to approve the minutes for those dates.
I motion to approve the minutes from October 18th, 2021 and November 8th, 2021.
Second.
Through unanimous consent.
Okay. And we're all sitting quiet. Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much. Moving on to the next item of business, 6A, financial reviews. So today we're going to be seeing financial reviews from President Brown on the Executive Board and Contingency Fund. So whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Chair Ramirez. Which would you like to start with?
You can start with exactly.
Perfect. All right. So I placed both memos in the Nevada box, so you should have access to them. I just did the Executive Board Transfer Review at the very end of this semester for the spring, for the fall semester. So not a ton has changed. But I will go through with all of you again. So again, purpose is just to pay for all of the Executive Board compensation of the officers, travel funds, the Asian Retreat, PAC Internship Grant Program, Banquet, and SNF, and then any other initiatives that the board deems necessary. So, expenditures and justifications, the student wages, as you can see, those are all broken down by what the SAS states that the directors and for various positions need to be paid. Additionally, there's the travel line, and this is used for the Board of Regents travel meetings or any other conferences that we go to. Host for the Asian Retreat, so this is the summer and winter retreats. The PAC Internship Grant event, the Asian Banquet, which will happen in March, and any executive branch outreach that we do. And then the operating, again, goes to the Asian Retreat, both summer and winter. The Banquet, the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund, you all passed a bill allowing me to increase the SNF funds to $15,000 this year in the budget updates. We've also done some operating, which hopefully it will continue to get spent, and the Metro Hygiene Pilot Program. So then for preacher expenses, I will be going to the March Board Review meeting, so that's kind of our, besides paying officers as we normally do, but that is the planned travel at the moment. Additionally, the PAC Internship Grant event is scheduled to be posted on April 25th, so we are going through with that. And Parker will send out the date for banquet very soon after retreat. She's working hard on that right now. And then for what we've used hosts, in the executive branch outreach things. We did donuts with Sandoval in the first week of school to pass out to students. Director Gian has done a lot of past tabling, and so the marketing and all that stuff comes out of here. Additionally, for the H1 banquet, that will be in the operating account. The SNF, the funds will be approved by Friday, February 4th. It'll come to the President's Cabinet for final approval, and then those clubs will get, or those applicants will get their funding. And then for the operating, we're still planning on doing a 10K and 5K initiative, bringing speakers to campus. So Director Rodriguez has been working very hard on getting speakers here, as well as Director Britt and Director Resnick for getting Democratic Civic Engagement speakers here. And then Director Lynn just bought KN95 masks for everyone going to the retreat on Saturday. So that way we can all stay safe. That is about it for the account, if there's any questions.
Perfect, thank you. Are there any questions from the body? All right, seeing none, thank you so much for that one. That was pretty easy to follow. Then we'll move on to the next one, contingency fund, so go ahead.
Perfect, so this one's super easy. The purpose of the contingency fund is outlined within the SAS, and it states that the purpose of the contingency reserve account is to provide flexibility in time of fiscal emergency by placing a certain portion of the general fund into the reserve. So again, for the SAS, the fund shall consist of 2.5% of the total anticipated student revenue fee for the fiscal year. The $65,000 allocated is 2.5% of the projected general revenues, so you can see that reflected in the table. As of now, I will not be asking for any of these to be emergency released, but if we ever need to due to drops in enrollment, there's the process outlined within the expenditures right there from the SAS. Other than that, there are no future expenses.
All right, are there any questions from the body? All right, seeing none, thank you so much for coming in and presenting this financial review. So with that, we're going to move into agenda item 7, public comments, any public comments? Okay, seeing none, moving on to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 10:11 a.m. Perfect. Thank you guys. First meeting.
Wonderful.
Might as well.
Thank you for, you know,
I thought it will be at 10 a.m. on a Friday. It's pretty cool. Shout out.